Even though
I'm busy
perceiving
it's just not right.
I shouldn't be sick this long.
I should feel better.
I'm going to be stuck forever
with this ridiculous tapping.
Because I'll never get it right.
I'll never feel good enough.
Healthy enough.
Wealthy enough.
Calm enough.
Happy enough.
All this disappointment.
All this judgment.
I'm holding great judgment.
And I feel punished.
Or I feel curious.
In a punished kind of way.
Like, how does it make sense?
What am I doing
to create this experience?
What am I getting wrong?
Why is this happening to me?
What does it mean?
All these questions
from the place
of not enough.
I'm not enough.
I'm not good enough.
Wealthy enough.
Happy enough.
Healthy enough.
Peaceful enough.
All these questions.
All these judgments.
All these measurements.
It's taking too long.
Why am I still
repeating
patterns,
discomfort,
unhappiness,
the same questions?
Why am I looping?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be a challenge?
Wouldn't it be a kick?
If I could see this differently.
If I could imagine.
If I could allow.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
I'm not being punished.
I am not being singled out.
This is
my experience.
I don't know how to be
in my own experience
and not wonder
how I can make it last
or end it quickly.
I don't know
how to just be
in an experience
without taking it personally,
without taking responsibility
for wanting more
or not having more.
I don't know how to be
at a new level
of acceptance,
of comfort,
of ease
with me.
I just don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it.
I want an explanation.
I want a reason.
I want to understand it.
And then I want to fix it.
And if I can't fix it,
in 24 hours flat,
something's wrong with me.
Something's wrong with me.
And then it goes right back.
So sadly back.
To it must mean
I'm not good enough.
I'm getting it wrong.
I feel punished.
If I can only figure out
what it is
and do it right,
I'll win that lottery.
I'll be thin,
healthy,
famous,
relaxed,
on top of the world.
Even though
that is not the human experience,
to feel perfect,
to be blissed out,
to have it all,
and experience no loss,
no fear.
I'm believing I have to be all that,
or I'm getting it wrong.
This belief
that I
am punished
makes perfect sense.
I'm in this puny human body
when some part of me
remembers
what it's like
to be spirit,
to be powerful.
And I want more power.
I want to know the power of me.
And now I'm seeking balance.
I'd like to be at ease.
Even in the experiences
I wouldn't choose on purpose.
I wouldn't choose on purpose.
I want to be at ease in my own body.
I want to be at ease in my own body.
Even with a stomach ache.
Even with a stomach ache.
Even with a cold.
Even with a cold.
Even as I recover.
Even as I recover.
From a hospital visit.
From a hospital visit.
Even as I take medicine.
Even as I take medicine.
That I don't want to take.
That I don't want to take.
Even as I experience.
Even as I experience.
Fear.
Fear.
I'd like to know it's safe.
I'd like to know it's safe.
To be me.
To be me.
Even when I feel,
even when I feel
lost,
lost,
even when I feel,
even when I feel
connected,
connected,
I'd like to know,
I'd like to know,
I can give myself permission,
I can give myself permission
to be at peace,
to be at peace
in whatever chaos I'm in,
in whatever chaos I'm in.
Because one thing I know,
because one thing I know,
one thing I always experience,
one thing I always experience,
it always changes,
it always changes,
it always changes,
it always changes.
What if I could feel easy?
What if I could feel easy?
In the thick of it.
In the thick of it.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Oh, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
I have to resist it.
I have to resist it.
Judge it.
Judge it.
I have to be clear on what I don't like.
I have to be clear on what I don't like.
And wouldn't it be a relief?
And wouldn't it be a relief?
If I could.
If I could.
Accept.
Accept.
All of me.
All of me.
Right where I am.
Right where I am.
At a very high level.
Very high level,
so that I released
all resistance
I'm seeking to have a magic wand to release all resistance
and find myself
at home
safe
protected
comfortable
in this human body
trusting
that no illness lasts,
that
the good times always come,
that money does circulate,
that opportunities
naturally enlarge,
that I am making progress, and this is the way it looks,
this is the way it
feels, to be an amazing spirit
in a human body
in the earth experience.
I'm not getting it wrong.
I'm not being punished.
There are things going on
I can't possibly understand.
And I desire
to shift my perspective,
not to what's wrong,
not to why is this happening,
but to one of
look at me.
Look at the contrast of me.
Where will I go from here?
What am I learning in this moment?
How much better can I feel?
After this?
Through this?
Because of this.
What's next for me?
Good times.
And then they'll end.
And then I'll be afraid
again. And then I won't.
And then I'll feel
capable
of feeling good
for longer.
In a higher vibration.
I'm not getting it wrong.
I'm not being punished.
I'm playing a bigger game.
I'm giving myself permission
to see my life experience
from a different perspective.
Yeah, I'm like, it's still going. I'm like, just a second. So take a breath. Give you a break. That's funny. I'm like, wait. is there a question behind that expression?
I'm waiting to hear what you say.
Oh, me too.
There might be a question or a comment or a request.
Yeah, I felt like it was going to go off on a whole other positive tangent, but. Okay, so, all right, so I'll say something. So remember, there's only two vibrations, only two feeling places, having and not having. So when you're physically not feeling well, the trick is to focus on all the parts of you that are doing it right. If you have pain on one side of the body, bring your attention to the side that doesn't hurt. You know, if it's emotional and you're in fear, start thinking of things that you appreciate, because you can't hold both vibrations at the same time. I have found that you can bounce back and forth a lot.
Bing bong.
Yeah, I was sharing with my Monday night class, I actually started singing the Hokey Pokey. I could feel fear so tangibly in my heart, so physically, and then I would work my way into a very high vibration, and I would feel good and expansive, and it would be out, and then I would, you know, get distracted and be back. I'm like, put the fear in, put the fear out. Like, shake it all about. So that was really interesting. But you can't actually hold the two vibrations at the same time. And the one thing we all know and have experienced is that which you resist will persist. So we often think of a cold as feeling bad, as the sniffles, and it's inconvenient, and it sounds horrible, and it's just annoying as heck. But actually, all those annoying things is the body doing a great job getting rid of something. And so I invite you to bitch and moan and complain while you're tapping. And then shift so that you're supporting the body in healing or calming itself down. Okay? All right, so take one more big breath.